It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. August is Breastfeeding Month. Tomorrow morning, the Binational Breastfeeding Coalition in El Paso will host the 8th Annual Big Latch On, a world event committed to normalize breastfeeding. To learn more, Emily Guerra talked with Alliance for Border Collaborative's Projects Coordinator, Rosalba Ruiz. Here's a preview of their conversation.
So our focus is to talk more with the parents, the mothers, and the fathers also about breastfeeding. I represent the Binational Breastfeeding Coalition, and I'm also a member of the New Mexico Breastfeeding Task Force. And all year we're working, but this is our big month, and this is where we get together, and we try to give the same messages to increase our potential of getting to more people.
Are more people becoming aware of the importance of breastfeeding?
Well, we're very excited this year because when we started back in 2012 here in the area, being in El Paso, Las Cruces, and Ciudad Juarez, a lot of people, even health professionals, were not acknowledging the importance of the relationship between breastfeeding and how it can prevent chronic diseases and help children not develop obesity and chronic diseases. So now more professionals are on board. And when we started in El Paso, so exclusive breastfeeding at 6 months was 14% back in 2012. Now in 2018, it's 18%. So there's an increase of 6%, which is not a lot. But the thing is that it's little by little, and that's why we are so excited that we're having so many awareness efforts in order to get the community to support women to be able to breastfeed.
So there's a lot of places where they'll be having these breastfeeding activities going on. And in El Paso, Friday, August the 2nd, and Saturday, August the 3rd, 9 a.m. till 12 noon at Bassett Place, 6101 Gateway Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And in Ciudad Juarez, also on Saturday.
It's going to be at the Parque Central, which is an area that everybody in Juarez knows. And it's going to be open space. Both events will have health information. They'll have goodie bags. We'll have gifts and of course, the Latch On. No? But also in Juarez, they're going to have a baby Zumba. It's going to be the mother and the baby doing a routine together and exercising together.
Latch On, that means for the baby to latch on to the breast, right?
Yes, to correctly. One of the problems that we see that babies are not getting enough the milk that they need is because they have an incorrect latch. So one of the messages that we're trying to give is because let's say that the lactation experts know what is a correct latch, but the mothers are the ones that are supposed to know. So something that we're focusing on this year is to teach mothers what it looks like, and it could be with another mother, that this could be something that happens at the Latch On. We have videos or we have pamphlets that we will be giving to the mothers where they can see this. So because sometimes the baby has issues, and if you hear the sound like, that means he's just at the nipple. So in order for it to be a correct latch, the baby has to have an open mouth. His jaw has to drop down. The tongue has to go inward. That way the nipple goes inside. And that way all the milk will go in the baby's mouth. So, and one of the things that the mother has to be observed or hearing is the baby going, ooh. It's a gulp. And usually when you hear, it's not a correct latch. So something so basic, and that's what causes problems, that the baby's not eating, crying, fussing, and then the mother gets exasperated and she will turn to formula.
This year's theme, Empower Parents, Enable Breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. I see that it's to protect, promote, and support breastfeeding. Yes. Through different sources. Parental social protection policies and legislation, parent-friendly workplaces.
Mother-friendly establishments, and one that is very important is paid family leave that translates into paternity leave and maternity leave. Because when we have mothers that breastfeed and that they have all the intention to breastfeed and are doing so, the number one reason they stop doing it is because they return to work. But if you have mother-friendly work sites where they permit the mother to pump, then this will increase the duration of the breastfeeding for the baby.
So in the time that you've been working with this since 2012, what benefits have you seen in the community with the breastfeeding?
Well, I think that one of the things is the people that participate in the Beglatchon is that we're seeing women that are returning. So that, what does that mean when a mother returns to Beglatchon is that she's breastfeeding more than a year. So that's awesome. And we have a lot of mothers that are partners with us, that are members of the BBC, and you can just see the kids thriving.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Rosalba Ruiz at our website, krwg.org. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.